In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Do you think you sound good?
Uh-huh.
I didn't think so.
Groovy, baby!
He sounds good.
He thinks so. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s.
That was such a good era.
It was.
My first song was written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King for the girl group The Cookies. This was the group's most successful single and their only one to reach the top 10 on the U.S. singles charts. It peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 3 on the Billboard R&B singles charts in 1963. Billboard ranked the song at number 86 on its list of 100 greatest girl group songs of all time. Sit back, listen, and enjoy. Don't say nothing bad about my baby.
That's all I care about. Oh, no.
Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy. Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy.
That's a lie.
I won't listen to a single word you say.
He's my guy.
Don't you tell me my baby's just a playboy.
He's true.
He's true.
He's true to me.
Don't you
mean? So girl, you better shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Coming up next is a song by the British rock band The Zombies, featured on their 1968 album Odyssey and Oracle. It was recorded at the famous Abbey Road Studios in August of 1967. Over a year after its original release, the track became a surprise hit in the United States, rising to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the Cashbox chart.
Wow, and that's a true rating, right? You didn't make it up.
I never lie.
Huh? Well,
enjoy Time of the Season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you every.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Like me, has he taken,
any time,
to show,
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by
Mr. Vivid!
Howdy! Grapes! The name? Goofy Grape. But why they call me Goofy, I don't know. Yes, sir. I'm one of the new Funny Face drinks from Pillsbury.
Funny Face is fun to drink.
One of the new Funny Face drinks. Here's what you do. You pour me into a pitcher, add water, don't add sugar. I'm already sweet when you buy me. You can drink all you want. Mom won't mind. Cause look, Mom, I'm pre-sweetened without sugar. And so are my friends. Ingenorin.
Oh.
Rootin' tootin' raspberry.
Yahoo!
Freckle-faced strawberry.
Hi.
Chinese cherry. And loudmouth lime.
Hello, hello, hello.
Look for us at your store. Funny face drinks. From Pillsbury.
Funny Face is fun to drink.
We're sweet without sugar.
So no sugar mess.
And I'm sweet without sugar, too.
Yes, you are, my love. Yes, you are.
Aretha Franklin took this song from her 1968 album, Aretha Now, and in October of 1968, it reached number 10 on the Hot 100 and number 3 on the R&B singles chart. That same month, the single was certified gold by the RIAA, and it became Aretha's ninth and last consecutive top 100 hit on the Atlantic label. Here's I Say a Little Prayer for You.
Say a little prayer for you.
And while
Here is a song written by American rock and roll pioneer Bo Diddley and recorded originally in 1956. Various artists have covered this song, but I found a version recorded in 1968 by Quicksilver Messenger Service. I didn't even know that they did this song.
Oh.
But crank it up and enjoy Who Do You Love?
Thank you.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Creedence Clearwater Revival released this song in December of 1969, and it peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Enjoy. Down on the Corner.
Coming up next is a song by the San Francisco rock group Jefferson Airplane. The song appeared as the opening track on their breakthrough album, Surrealistic Pillow, released in 1967. Enjoy, She Has Funny Cars.
Time goes on and I don't know just where you are or how. Remember, if for any reason you must leave your radio, please have the man at the door stamp your ear so you can listen again later.
Good advice.
It's cute.
We forgot to tell people about that.
Yeah. My next song and the last song of the day became a top 10 hit for Peter and Gordon on February 20th, 1965. It was released in the U.S. in December of 1964, ranking number 9. Listen and enjoy. I Go to Pieces.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye. So much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.